You're listening to 88.1 WVPE. I'm Michael Linville. I'm happy you could join us here on Morning Edition. It's Friday, June 16th. I'm pleased to be joined in the studio this morning by Norm Mast, one of the co-hosts of our acoustic-based music program called The Back Porch. You can hear that from 7 to 11 p.m. on Sunday evenings here on WVPE. And I've asked Norm to join me this morning because I just wanted to commend you, Norm. I understand this is your 31st anniversary this week as host of The Back Porch.
31 years. It's hard to believe.
That's a long time. I looked up some stats about that. Ronald Reagan was president when you started that program. That's just unbelievable. On My Own by Patti LaBelle and Michael McDonald was number one on the Billboard charts. And Back to School starring Rodney Dangerfield was number one at the box office. I'll tell you, I remember Ronald Reagan, and I don't remember the other two. At all, no. So, The Back Porch, how did you get started?
I believe, Michael, that I was volunteering probably during a membership campaign, and Tim Eby happened to be the station manager at that time. Mm-hmm. He asked me if I had ever considered hosting a radio show. And I said, you know, Tim, it's gone through my mind. I had teachers in junior high tell me I should be in radio. I never took them serious. I never took junior high very serious. And look where I ended up. I ended up on the radio and have loved every minute of it.
It's unbelievable run. I mean, you know, a lot of people, you're like the Wally Pipp of WVPE. My understanding is you filled in for a program before your first program ever here on WVPE as well.
I did. I had arrived early at the studio because I was nervous. I wanted to make sure everything was in place and received a phone call from the host of Just Bluegrass, and they asked if I could quickly do their show for them. They weren't going to make it back in time, and so all the preparation, all the psych work that I had done to do my show kind of went out the window because I had about 5 minutes to go to pull music and do a show for them. But it was a lot of fun.
It's live radio, and you were prepared for it, so that's awesome. So tell folks, if they tune into The Back Porch this Sunday, we talk about it as an acoustic-based music program, but I've heard bluegrass, I've heard Celtic music. Why do you use just the acoustic label?
I think that a lot of people have a misconception, or they have their own idea of what each genre is supposed to sound like or should be. And for Al and I, Al Canola, my co-host, yep, we like to call it acoustic bass because for the most part that's what it is. And we will cover bluegrass, we will cover Celtic singer-songwriter, traditional music. It's a little bit of everything, but it all falls under that umbrella of acoustic-based music. And hopefully people enjoy that wide array of sounds that we bring them on a Sunday evening.
And you've had a lot of live music in the studio as well. Do you have any idea how many acts you've had in your 31 years?
You know, without going back, Michael, and looking at a notepad of notes that I keep, we have had a handful, quite a few, more than just a handful.
Right.
One of the most memorable experiences I had was when John and Michelle Law, they were our artists that we play on The Back Porch, called Al on a Sunday afternoon at about 2 o'clock. They are passing through Elkhart, Indiana. They knew there was a show here. Would we be open to having them? Their favorite artist of ours, we said most certainly. And they just did a super job here on The Back Porch that Sunday evening. On the spot, you know, on the spur right of the moment kind of thing is often fun to do.
I would think so. So other acts you've had, any favorites?
It's hard to really pin down favorites. We've had the Goldmine Pickers have played up here, a local group.
Sure.
Les Gustafson Zook and his wife
wow
have been in here.
Yeah.
Al often brings in a lot of the South Bend, Mishawaka-based artists as well. And like John and Michelle, traveling national acts are always welcome here, and we've had a number of them. Small Potatoes have been into the studios as well, so it's been a lot of fun.
I'm going to ask you an insider question because anybody who worked in radio knows everybody's got a horror story of the day something went terribly wrong. What's your radio horror story?
Back in the days when I started and LPs were the source of music, you didn't want to venture far from the studio room because records were known to skip and skip,
right,
and skip. And there was an occasion where it did skip for a long time while I was out of the room.
And you probably heard from some listeners about
that.
And
we did, and I got a very nice cartoon drawing from a listener who pretty well pinned down the reason I was out of the room. And we'll leave it at that.
How many more years are you going to give it? I'm not like trying to get you to the door.
No,
I'm
hoping I'd love to go another 10, 15 years here.
Why 10 or 15? Why not 20, 25?
20, 25. Yeah, whatever goes.
Who knows? What kind of music you think we'll be playing then? I mean, you've gone from LP to CD to MP3. What do you think we're going to be playing at that point?
Wherever technology takes us. We'll keep bringing the music. There are a lot of young bands and young artists coming up that are going to continue to produce some music. And it's refreshing and encouraging to know that there are young artists out there that are going to keep the acoustic music scene going.
Well, I want to thank you for joining me this morning. And again, just congratulations to you. We really appreciate your work at the station. I know I speak on behalf of station manager Anthony Hunt and the rest of the team here at WVPE. Real vital part of the family, and we appreciate your efforts.
Thanks, Michael. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. That's Norm Mast, one of the co-hosts of our Back Porch program, Sunday evenings from 7 to 11 here on 88.1 WVPE. I'd encourage you to join Norm this Sunday evening as he begins his 32nd year bringing you the best acoustic music in Michiana. This is 88.1 WVPE, your NPR station.